It's July 30th, 2026, and the story everyone's watching today is a very public fight inside America's central bank about what happens to interest rates next. Let's do a quick sweep of what's moving markets this morning. Dev, where's the weight?
Squarely on the Fed. There's real disagreement inside the room about where interest rates go from here, and markets don't love that uncertainty.
And on the trade front?
Canada tariff tensions are still simmering, not exploding, but not gone either. And that keeps a lid on anything Canada connected.
Any single company standing out?
Nike beat on earnings, but missed on revenue. And the culprit is China, where sales are still struggling.
There's also a quieter tech hardware story. AI spending on chip equipment is picking up real momentum. We'll come back to that. So the main story is what some are calling a Fed family feud. Dev, break it down simply.
Sure. The Federal Reserve is the institution that sets interest rates in America. Basically, the dial that controls how expensive it is to borrow from a mortgage to a business loan.
And right now that dial is contested?
Exactly. The people inside the Fed are not on the same page. Some want to cut, some want to hold, and the public disagreement is getting louder.
Why does that matter to someone who isn't trading bonds for a living?
Because when the Fed is divided, nobody, not companies, not banks, not you, knows what borrowing will cost 6 months from now.
And markets hate that.
They really do. Sentiment here is flat to negative, and this narrative has gained real traction over the past several weeks.
So the risk is policy paralysis? The Fed doing nothing because it can't agree? Bleeding into slower growth?
That's the core fear. Uncertainty about rates freezes investment decisions, and that eventually shows up in the real economy.
Let's talk about what's heating up and what's cooling off. We've covered how fast the Fed story climbed. What else is picking up?
AI chip equipment spending. Lam Research just had its big spending surge confirmed, so that whole corner of the market is attracting fresh attention.
And on the cooling side?
Canada tariffs and the Snap Meta legal story are both losing interest. Hot a few weeks ago, now fading into the background.
Time for the other side. The Fed feud is scary, but is the market maybe overreacting?
Honestly, yes. That's a fair pushback. The Fed has been publicly divided before, and it usually resolves before it does real damage.
So the counter is, don't panic?
More or less. If inflation keeps cooling, the internal disagreement likely fades fast. The data can do the deciding for them.
Worth keeping in mind. What should we have an eye on tomorrow?
Any fresh Fed commentary, one speech or leak, can shift the whole rate conversation overnight.
And on the company side?
Watch AbbVie. There's been a cluster of company insiders buying their own stock recently, which sometimes signals they think shares are undervalued.
Also keep an eye on anything out of Hungary and the Chinese EV supply chain story. That one's still building quietly. That's your July 30th briefing. Thanks for listening to Narratick Daily. See you tomorrow. Narratick Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice. And nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.